Your testament based on the testament based on the Mishnah. Ketzad Hashem Moedes. How do you read this Mishnah? Remember, it's Machlok Rashi Taisiv, right? So we're not in Rashi at the moment. Ketzad Hashem Moedes. In which way is Hashem Moed? Nachal Esarorim. Abahimim Moedes. In which way is Abahimim Moed? Nachal pays for the Ochris. That's what's Matim for it, facing Ochris. If I, however, ate clothes or dishes, Mishalim Chatzinezek. Remember, we spoke about this Chatzinezek, you pay, we'll see in a minute. But Medvam Amorim, the Chatzinezek, that's Chatzinezek, we didn't care.
Rashi said Mishun.
Right.
Now, you could have said this character, like you said in another Rashi.
Can also have
the is automatically Karen, or we should have different level.
There's two types of Karen that we've seen in the very beginning of the period. There's one Karen which is Kamalasa the Hazik, and there's one Karen, even if it's not Kamalasa the Hazik, but since it's Mishunah, it's also included in the Tolo Karen. So for some reason, and that we asked it last time. For some reason, Rashi and the Mishnah said the reason why Bei Chatzinezek on the Ksus in Keli is because of Mishunah. Sounds like he didn't have Kavanah and Hazik, just it's a different, it's not the normal way it does, and never you have Chatzinezek. But they told on the third last line of Rashi, Rashi there does write Miskav and Hazik on Keli. That was a Kasher which we've not come off and permitted Shre. It's a permit difficulty in Rashi. Mishayim Chatzinezek. So Rashi said it was Mishunah. Right, so now, Otro B'Shusur Abim, so I missed that line, B'mnenis, no, then, B'med V'amorim, up to the second white line, B'med V'amorim B'Shusur Anizik, Yud Tesamad V'is, second white line, B'med V'amorim B'Shusur Anizik, that one we said that you are Chayiv for Shen is in Shusur Anizik, B'Shusur Abim, you're Potel, B'Shusur Abim, you're Potel, why you Potel? Yasula, why you Potel in Shusur Abim? The apostle says that only if it devoured in another person's rishus. Then rishus rabbin is not another person's rishus, and therefore you are part of. But imnenis mishalemes ma shenenis. Although you're part of for damages, but you are chay for hano. So this we said that the svar. This is a halacha which we have in other places in Choshim Mishpat. Later on, we saw the moshul, if somebody died, somebody brought wool, he could claim money because of Mamoni Gavok. It means since your property has gone up in value due to my investment, I have a claim that my money is by you. You have to return the money, just like if somebody would. He's holding something. Somebody finds someone which he wasn't Misyash. He's holding it. I wasn't Misyash. So you have to give it back because it's my money is by you. Same story. My money is by you. What's my money? Your lunch that you saved. You saved giving an animal a meal.
Wait. So if I'm a painter and I'm out of work, I can go paint your house without your permission and then charge you for it?
I'll be Ike Aloche. So we saw him. In Gemara Be'etam, the Taisus and Daf Kuf, Omed Kuf Omed Aleph says that it needs three conditions for the day that you had anoint. But no, there's two things: there's one hanor, and there's another thing of a mini galoch. Yeah, the halach is yeah. If you want to do that, and the metzitz hanor for me. And yeah, I would have to pay. Obviously, if I wouldn't be paying, otherwise it's not cool down off for me. If it's in the house, I have to work it out.
Well, Patricia, I overhear your wife saying she'd like a paint job, and you said you can't afford it.
We said this.
Now, painted, you can't afford it. You got a paint job, and now I charge you.
Right. There was a story in Beis Din, which we don't want to really go into the halakha of Kosh Mishpat so much, but there was a story in Beis Din, which said that in Sheh, that there's somebody called up a painter and said, I'm going away. I want to pay to paint my house while I'm away. I'm leaving a key in the electrical box. The painter came, took the key to the electrical box, painted the apartment, and then he got a phone call from the person, said, why didn't you paint my house? So I did. So, no, the other neighbor also What's that left to key? He painted the neighbor's house. Now the whole shaila that the fish mitzvah then he had to pay him. The one who had his house painted in his mouth, it wouldn't mean an offer for him. He had to pay. We had it in our building just now. I just asked the guy about the bike last night, what he did in there. But the gardener came, made a mistake between the apartment and our building and the neighbor's building, and did our whole garden. Then he called up, he said, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I was meant to have done 19, I did 21. Can I be paid, please? So I said, oh. And then first, my first feeling was, if this is your mistake, then no, that's not options. Yeah, the mistake of it. So here's the number about the bike. I asked him, the van der Bike, the man said, yes. He paid him, he just made him do a bit more what we would have wanted. So things of the garden. Yeah, he does very cheap. I don't need advertising.
Just right. Watch this work.
Yeah, yeah. You might lose a lot of the
pounds.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask this question, why did that go more out of you ever say money to buy? Or rather, nobody addresses it here.
Yeah, it's not the main thing of Yeri that they talk about.
Yeah, but then just even a mention of it saying the reason is.
Yeah. To know that. Yeah. Nachon, yeah, of course. Yeah, so is Ani b'moka acher the Ashir b'moka acher.
Yeah, you're thinking some direction of that.
So right. Right.
But it's the hanah that he's paying for, not the actual paint job.
Right, that would be so the difference.
The hanah could be if you're looking at the price of the dira with a pretty garden.
You don't do it like that so much because it's a little bit chishmish for the karocha. Also, if somebody breaks a window, then you don't say, okay, how much was the house worth before and how much worth now, which is nothing, peanuts. Nobody's going to make a difference in the price of the house because you've got a window broken. So the Kaddish speaks it out. It's a little bit complicated when you do based on the land value and when you do it. Basically, the line is, if it's something that you would employ a worker to do just that, I mean, plowing a field, sowing a field, it's a field job. But painting a house is a job that you employ a painter to do. So you don't work out based on the price of the it's a little bit between Shabbat and Solomon's man for this. So where are we holding? Imnenis Mishalem is Mashenim. Right. So one Lakuda, which we did speak out in Chazorah in the first time we learned it, is that what you have to pay what you had on all is not Medin Mazik. Right, it's midin choyv. Like we just said, mamayni gavra. And have enough communities. If he doesn't have what to pay, then he's only got land, and he's got idis, and he's got ziburis. He's got better land and weak and less good land. Since it's only a choyv, you take it from the ziburis. You don't take it from the idis. Mishnah Gittin says for idis, you take from for nizaki, you take from the idis. For choyv, you take from the beinini, and for ksuvs ish, you take from the ziburis. Benin. Yeah, and the reason why you do from Benin, you really should be from Ziburis. The reason why I pay from Benin is because otherwise a Malva won't want to lend. If he knows he's only going to get back cheap rubbish, he's not going to want to lend. So a Mela, in such a case where there was no loan, there was no lending taking effect here, then you go from Tekalot and Ziburis. That's what Ksus Shulchan says. So here you would take Ksus Shulchan. Here you would take Ziburis. Yeah, like I explained, the reason why a choyv gets benini is otherwise the malva won't want to lend. Right? When it wasn't with lending, so it's an animal ate, so it wasn't with lending, then you go to the basic halacha, and then it's back to the bush. But the point is, it's not malva. That's the point. Yeah.
Just being like previously, it says or killing the shavim chatin the bala bais has the bed.
Bala shoy. Bala shoy. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're saying mishalim it. So Daisy, the cow, is paying for her own wallet. I think the shalem it mashin in it.
Okay.
Wouldn't that indicate us that we're only being able to go with from this animal? I said the shalem it.
I hear. Does it? You got a deer. The deer follow through.
Does it?
Because we just explained it to do with about choyv. It's nothing to do with the mazik. Right, that one we know that you're choyv from the animals with the mazik. The shaitan. It's not. The halacha is it's choyv. So, yeah, okay, you got one to me with that. Why did the Mishnah with that? I'm pretty sure if you look in the different Mishnahs, you might find different good solids. Okay, so
you'll shine out this year.
Okay, tell Mishalem is Mashanem. It's how, in which way, where, in which instances do you pay that based on the Hanor, or can we take a Chava if it ate in the plaza? The plaza got in a Rishus Rabbim, Mishalem is Mashin Enis. If it's Mitzidah Chava, that's already, we haven't, but that's kind of, we're kind of coming up on Daf Kaf Aleph. We're going to learn the next Sugya. Mitzidah Chava, you pay Mishalem is Mashin Zika. Hashem, we will explain this part of the Mishnah when we finish Chazor. Mipezach HaChanus, Mishalem is Mashin Enis. If he eats from opening of the shop, that would be called Rishus Rabbim. Mitoich HaChanos is considered Rishus HaYochid, Mishalem Es Ma'ash Ezikah. Yetz Hashem, this part will be explained later. Rashi, you know, I want to see Rashi first. Ketz Hashem Ho'edes, says Rashi, Mishani Lecho, Mishani, Ketz Hashem Ho'edes, this is Rashi where you're learning. Or Mishani, the answer to the question is, Lecho Es HaRo'uri No. Mishalem is Chatzinezek. Why may Chatzinezek Mishunahi? That was Yossi's Kasha. It seems to be against, or actually later on, Miskavenes Miskam Lahazik. And my Mokum, I can tell you, is looking at Rav Nachum, but that's more than that. I'm not going into now. Abba Shazravim Potto, the Be'inon, or even say Acher. So for Kalim, Rami Potto, or God Potto, even for Ksus and Kalim. That's a Chiddush. Ksus and Kalim is not Shem. Ksus and Kalim is Kerem. And by Kerem, there's no Din of Yavit say Acher. So why on earth are you parting with Shus? Rabbi, it's okay then. The Gemara is going to tell us shortly. That's the Shem is going to come up. It's part of the Shana, Mark of Shin, it's part of the wrong fashion of Kaf without Mashin Enis. Says Rashi, Lav Tashlum Ma'ali, this is Rabubin's point. It's not Tashlum Ma'ali, it's not full payment. To the fashion of all, the Gemara is going to explain it as we say. Right, the next part of Rashi, that's what we'll do when we get to the Gemara of Kaf Alif without. Yeah, yeah, sure. What's your order?
Well, I just want, when the animal eats inside the pandemic.
Yeah, me and Shem, the Chafal.
Okay.
We're going to do that. Yeah.
We said the first line of Mishra refers to Chayim.
The second. Yeah, the first line, right.
Why do we, he didn't have the second part. He didn't have the pain. He just looked at the whole line.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the first opening of the Mishra cover both?
Had we only had the first line, we would have thought it's only what the pasuk is speaking about, which is behemoth.
Can we just establish it as all animals?
We've got the Torah to talk. The Torah spoke about behemoth. Shirach is be'ir, behemoth. So how do you know it means chaya as well? So since we have a river. Also, the Mishnah's got another kid's name, or must be the first line to my chai. And what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? It teaches us that chai is included in behemoth.
And is there a reason why we have to limit it to Peros and Yerachos?
Is there a reason why we talk about Peros and Yerachos as opposed to other things? Is your question why are we talking about Peros and Yerachos as opposed to other things?
No, other foods? Yeah, second part of the question.
Yeah, so what do the behemoths normally eat? They don't eat meat. That's what they eat. So it's something which is wrong, you know, something which is not seem to be.
And who was putting grains and stuff.
There is a Marimi Sada, you can look at that as well. He speaks about exactly this point. Why we talk about bigger is your office. That's it. Even in Rishon Zerabim, yeah.
Even or only?
I'm saying Rishon Zerabim or Shutzim.
I mean, you're saying Rishon Zerabim, you pay.
Yeah, and you have to pay anyway. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Tola Abon, Hashem Mo'edet Lecho, says the Gemara. Tola Abon, Hashem Mo'edet Lecho, El Esar Ro'uy Lo. Shen is moved to eat what's normal for it. Gate sad. Be'ima Shenechusan Chatzanizik, Be'ima comes into Chatzanizik, Be'ochlo, Uchlin O'uy No. Be'shoso, Mashkin O'uy No, Be'shan Mezik Shoy. Chin Chay, Shenechusan Chatzanizik, Be'togfon, and Chay is eat meat as well. Be'togfon, Behemah, and it killed the behemah. Ba'achla, ba'asan etah, ba'asan mishan nezik shoyim. Pays nezik shoyim. What would be if an animal, not a chayim, if a behemah would have killed an animal eaten its meat, right? Remember we spoke about this in Zion, I think, Tzvav. The big machlik is showing them. What would be if a dog ate a sheep? Dog ate a sheep, right? The dog ate a sheep. And do you paint as a kshorim on the sheep or not? So the Gemara says it's Mishona and you don't paint as a kshorim. But it's machlik as we show you. That was a cat that ate a chicken. It's a big difference inside. The dog ate the sheep, that was the halacha. So the Gemara says the pay chatzi nezek. Machlik sri shayinim, between Rashi and Tzadik, Rashi and the Rosh, what do you pay chatzi nezek on? According to Rashi, you pay chatzi nezek on the eating of the meat as well. Although dogs do eat meat, they just don't kill sheep in order to eat meat. According to Rashi, since the beginning of the process was a shinui, so also the eating of the meat is a shinui. The whole thing is chatzi nezek. And the Rosh says, no, killing it is chatzi nezek, and the eating of the meat is nezek shorim. The Gemara that I said you pay chatzi nezek is only referring to the killing of the dog. That's the machlokes Rishonim, which we have to remember as we go through this right here. That what happens when you start off a process in an unusual manner, and that you carry on eating, which would be in a normal manner, what would be in that day? For instance, the dog would eat meat, but it only got the meat through an act of Hezek, through an act of shinui. From the Rashi, that's chatzi nezek.
What does the Rosh say, Rob?
Not normal.
What does the Rosh say then? What's the nafkamin of the Rosh?
He's trying to say something, just can't hear what he's saying. So, yeah?
Just remind us what the Rosh says in terms of the actual practical application of having the two differences.
You kill the sheep, right. You pay chatzi nezek for the difference of price between a live animal and a dead animal. And then you pay nezek shalim for eating the meat. It means however much that meat is worth, that's how much you pay. However much the carcass is worth, you have to pay. So chatzi nezek on the difference in price between a live animal and a dead animal. If you want to make it in numbers, I've got no idea how much the numbers of a sheep are. I think it's something like 500 shekel. Anyway,
that benefit is.
How much is it?
For a goat, once they ask an Arab.
No goat.
Lad
elephant. Lad elephant. That's an Arab. Right. Because he's right. Says it's 500 shekel. Okay, it's for sheep. But okay, we're okay. All right, that's 1,000 shekel is the price of the live animal, live sheep or live goat, and you killed it, and now the carcass is worth 500 shekel. So you cause hezek of 500 shekel. So you divide that by two because it's a shinui. So it's 250 shekel. And if the animal now eats up this carcass, it's nezek shalim for the carcass, so it's 500 shekel. So I could only pay 750 shekel in this story, right? And according to Rashi, it's not true. If the animal, the dog, killed and ate up the thing, you would pay 500 shekel.
So Rob, if the dog didn't eat up the sheep, just killed it, which is probably quite common, then surely there would also be damages because what are you going to do with meat?
You could sell the meat.
See, but then it would be the same thing. Then it would be the difference between meat that was shechted properly
and the difference. And you would just pay 250. And we'll see him yesterday as we go through the circuit. Both here, animals have come. We have to come back to this shayla. In the case where the animal started and then, due to that, managed to carry on eating meat, do we say it all started from an act of shinui, or you say no, the shinui was what he did, and then the eating is not. If it's not fit to eat meat, you come to the Rosh, you pay the meat. If it's normal to eat meat, dogs eat meat, right. You pay the meat, it could have eaten someone, who cares? That's not much of an it's amazing. Top writer. A cow that ate barley, or a donkey that ate kalshinim. Now, I'm not a vet by any stretch of imagination, but it seems like poros, the cows eat kalshinim normally. And chamor eats soyim. And here they swapped it around. The cow ate what the donkey normally eats, and the donkey ate what the cow normally eats. Or kelev shaliki gets a shemen, and dogs don't normally lick up oil, fat. V'chazir sho'ocha chatichah shel basar. And a chazir had chatichah of basar, which also they don't normally do. They normally eat shomim. So mishamim nezek shomim, you pay nezek shomim. Why should that be? So it says, we'll see, the Gemara is going to speak out, and actually already does. Oh my papa, how should the omris? You're telling me something. They come in the lava, okay, even though it's not normal for a cow to eat sa'im, they normally eat kashinim. Even though it's not normal, nevertheless, you say it's called shmeachilat. It's a type of food that you would normally eat alidei atchak. They would only eat it if they're stuck. If they're hungry, they'll eat it. But otherwise, they wouldn't eat it. And nevertheless, it's saying it's got considered achila even when they're not hungry. Because they didn't say parash ocha sa'im when it's hungry. It's parash ocha sa'im, you pay nezik shalim. Means you always pay nezik shalim. If so, I should have a dog to ocha tamri. V'chama the donkey to ocha benisa. Who knows what benisa is? Fish, very good, Rabbi. You pay nezek shalim. Why? Because since they wouldn't normally eat it, it's true they wouldn't normally eat it. And since they do eat it, but now we that's called their food and the chayim nezek shalim.
Is it shunah with the chicken?
Say again.
Shunah with the chicken.
The shunah there?
Yeah.
Yes, so that's what we said they wouldn't. By big one, they wouldn't eat. Remember, at least according to Rashi, they wouldn't have killed it. They wouldn't have killed it. Wouldn't have killed it. They wouldn't have killed it. And that's why we're going to follow on from that. They wouldn't have killed it. The cats don't start with big chickens. Dangerous. Right? Cats are timid animals.
Mara brings down that they were fighting against these huge rats.
Rats, yeah, say that.
Rats are more scary than a chicken.
Chicken.
Well, the rats is bigger. Okay, but that's a good chicken.
All right, listen. We're not able to understand exactly what chickens do with it. Since Rashi, Paul Shachar Sarim, Shei Michael Chamori, Bechamoy Shachar Kashim, Shei Michael Paro, Bechachin Chazir Bechad, each one of the other one's food. And by God, they don't normally eat this type of food. However, or Chayu, since it is normal for them to eat it, it's still called Ro'im Lehem. And that's what Papa said in the first right line, Kalmini Rashi, Kalmini Delav Ochre, the Mechel Kol Shom. Even though it's not normal for it to eat it at all times. V'ochlo Alidei Adchak. V'ochlo Alidei Adchak. How do you translate the words v'ochlo alidei adchak?
And when it is in a bind.
Very good. It's a not possible shot in the Gemara. Keloima, says Rashi. Keloima, it's not a normal shot. V'ochei le'meichel alidei adchak. And it will be, it is the norm for it to eat it when it's stuck. Kihani, like this example, as he said. And you call it shme'achile. V'achile shalei alidei adchak, even when it's not in a sticky situation. It's normal for you to eat it. It says Rashi, but the example is given in the Mishnah, where your bottle, ksus, kelim, those cases of ksus, kelim, afila de etzchak, lavo, kelim, mechlen, or ksus, kelim, bechlal, you never want to eat it. Elo, miskavim, lahazik, must be having kavona to cause damage. And that's why you pay chatinez. Okay, I call top. Not the Gemara Vaita. Not the Gemara Vaita. There's one little taste here, the last taste on the page. The taste is bothered. Here we're saying it's not normal for Chazir to eat Basar. And we learned him Sakim together, not so long ago. If somebody takes a deer from a goy, you don't need to be choishish that there's a nefel there of the goy. It's Chazir. In the vicinity. And therefore, the women used to miscarry. What would they do with their babies? Bury in their floorboards. So a Jew, a Kohen, moving into this deer, has a problem. There's a tumas oil problem. Yeah, a tumas of a nefer. So the Gemara says it's a problem, but if there's chazir in there, no problem. because the chazayim will eat up the nefer. The question is, here we're saying chazayim don't eat boss only when they're hungry. How can you take on that they eat up the nefer? So it's doing system that's rach. It's soft meat, then they would eat. So here we're talking about tougher meat. But soft meat, like a fetus, is very soft. No, that's the last taste on the page. Right in the Gemara. Five lines up from the end of the page. Third word on the line. There was a donkey that bred for Palsele Solo, and it munched and cracked the basket that the bread was in. You have to pay Nezek Shonim al Namo. You have to pay Nezek Shonim on the bread, but on the basket, you only have to pay Chatinezek. Why? He didn't have come on the Hazik. Since it's normal pity bread. Okay, Nami, if Lucy Salo, it's also normal at the same time for the basket to get broken. So there's no come on the Hazik. It's not Mashune. Why should you have to pay only Chatinezek? Answer the Gemara, the Hokal, the Hoda, Polis. First he ate, then he stopped. And then he carried on chewing the basket. Okay, that's a shiver. Therefore, you're not chayiv Nezek Shonim on the basket. Feed the Gemara, pass Ochil, where it's normal fit for donkeys to eat bread. For Amino, Ochlo, pass Uboso, Metavshil, Meshalim, Chatzin Nezek. You've got a gracious saying if an animal ate bread, Boso, Tavshil, Pei Chatzin Nezek. So you see, donkeys are animals, they're not chayis. And you see that you pay chatinezek for bread. Why did the Gemara think we're talking about animal as opposed to a chaya? Because it says here, pass, boso, betavshel. It's normal for chaya to eat boso. So must be talking about behema. And you're saying behemas don't eat bread. So how can you say if you said you have to pay nezek shonim on the bread, they don't eat bread? And for the gemara, behema, don't you think we're talking about behema? Loi, we're talking about chayo. This price that says bread's not normal is talking about chayo. Read the gemara, chayo. Bosa uchiu. In the price it says bread, meat, and tavshel. And bread and meat is definitely normal for chayo to eat it. So why shouldn't I have to pay nezek shonim? Answer the Gemara, the Matvi. It was roasted meat. And chayos do not eat roasted meat, even when they're hungry. That's what comes out. Right? If anyone disputes this, either he has to go and live with some chayos to find out the MS, or he has to do a berchesh and a nefesh. To dispute something which Chazal say clearly that, or both actually, has to go to a chayis and also do a cheshbon nefesh to dispute something which Chazal write black or white. Ibrei seimeh betavia. Or when this writer says very meat, it's talking about tzvi, and tzvi deers do not eat meat ever. Ibrei seimeh the oil on the behema. Really, we're talking about behema. So if we're talking about behema, why are you saying? And now we understand why they don't eat meat, because behemas don't eat meat. But that one we're saying, pass, that's why it says pass, it's talking about on the table, and it's not normal for an animal to eat with its head stretched over a table to eat the food from the table. That's not normal. So since it's not normal, therefore it is kati nezek. It's doing an act that's not normal. Yeah, so we said that it's not 100% clear. Rashi seems to be talking about its head stretched over. But other Rishonim seem to understand. It's talking about on the table, it climbed on the table. The Rashi seems to understand that. It's not so clear. Not so clear in the Gemara.
The Rashi before
the table. Yeah, let's do all the Rashis. How about that? Rashi or Palsi. You see what it is? Third last line in Rashi. Or Palsi. Lo asay chude. This shakinev. Palsi means sotkoi. Stokoi. Cracked it. V'loy shamati. That's not the pshat I heard. That's Rashi right if you didn't hear it.
It means didn't hear from his rabbis.
Asalo chati nezek. The mishuno. It's mishuno. Okay, so now Rashi has a kasha. How could, what was the story here? Rabbi Yehuda was machayev in chatzi nezek. How could Rabbi Yehuda, who is an Amira, be machayev chatzi nezek? Because it's in Bavel. And we're not going to knossis in Bavel. Chatzi nezek is a knoss. We're not going to knossis in Bavel. Says Rashi, we're going to tofas nizik. We're talking about a case where the nizik grabbed hold of the property of the mazik. And then the Rabbi Yehuda said, okay, you grabbed it, you can keep it. There ain't done in Dina Knossos Bavel. Because without that, we wouldn't have charged him. Because we don't judge Dina Knossos in Bavel. But Palgan is a Knoss and half an Ezek is a Knoss. Okay, plus he saw like Shul, no, he's a pass, no, he's a Salim. When he chooses the pass, he chooses the basket with it. So he said, no, we're not talking about behemoth, we're talking about Chayesh in Dark of the Pass. It's not normal for a Chayesh to eat. Bread. I feel like it's cock. I'm a chamoy, thou great bekach. The matri, tzli eish, it's barbecued. The tavia tzvi in dark of a path of bosso. But with Toho, shala shulchan ochla, he ate the bread that was on the table. She in dark of a cock, it's not normal for it to do it. Now, wait. How balki? Kapa madari. Top of the page. Who balki the chazalim? I just did that. Oh, you got cash in it. So,
yeah.
But Tavshah, yeah, that was Poshut. We weren't discussing Tavshah. The whole Shaila was Pas and Boss. We didn't understand. Pas, you're telling me that it's normal to eat Pas. But the Brayta said it's not normal to eat Pas. So we thought, well, maybe the Brayta is talking about a chayo, and that's why it's not normal 50 pas. But then we don't understand bosom, because chayos do eat bosom. The answer to that question is means tamtum we always knew wasn't normal. No animal would eat chalons. Oh, they don't eat it. So it's only edible food, and people eat it. So tamtum that wasn't the shape. Tamtum some cooked fish or something. Right, so yeah, or at least this Tavshah like talking about what it would be, right? But pass and boss, that was a difficulty. Pass, we thought must be talking about behemoths because boss fits in with behemoths. We said, no, we're talking about chayes, but boss doesn't fit in with chayes. Okay, three fits in, both pass and boss fit in. And the Tavshah, you have to talk about a certain Tavshah which they used to eat in time of Hazal that animals didn't eat. All right, how about it? The Chazalifta, there was a goat that saw a turnip. I put my dadona on the mouth of a barrel. Sorich, he climbed up. Sorich got up there. Sorich is to climb up, and Sorich is to get up there. Ochlo the lifter ate up the turnip. And while doing that, Tavalidona broke the barrel. He charged both for the lepet and for the dana on Ezek Sholeh. That's very unusual for a goat to break a barrel. My time, why? Why did he say Bein Ezek Sholeh? The Sigmar came to Uke and Meichel lived there. Ochenami is Sukhya Mesarek. Since it's normal for it to eat a turnip, it's normal for it to climb up. And when it climbs up, it's normal for it to break the barrel. So Meile, that's why a chayav ezek sholeh. Since the turnip is normal, everything that goes with it, it also becomes normal. Zog tegmor vaytomer omer ilfim. Ve'imem b'shutzu rabim. If you have an animal, b'shutzu rabim l'poshu tzavoro, it stretched out its neck, v'ochro me'al gamet ha'verto, and it ate the food that's on the back of its friend. Chayav ezek sholeh. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of ulfa? Yeah, you might have thought to Shusar Rabbi, you should be part of my time. You have a chavelto, you have a chotzan, you have a anything on the back of its friend is like a din of a chotzan. It's Rashi, nothing. You're a whole back on top of the page, you're a back. Eight. Okay, it's not a more right. Name a Messiah, perhaps you have a support for Ilfa. Hoist a compulsive from Shannon Sakhoyo. It had a backpack strung behind it. And an animal stretched out its neck, from his backpack, Tayemis, it's Chayim. So you see clearly, even though it's in a Shusur Abim, you're Chayim, which is the support for Ilfa. It's the support for Ilfa. Onto the Gemara and the Raya. But I'm a Rabba Bekufetis. Ochanam Bekufetis. Rabba said elsewhere, a similar case, and that was one of my Kufetis, where it jumped. Here also, it jumped. So Drashi, it jumped, top line. The Kufetis, Shekotzov, Ochran, Tamar, it jumped and it ate the food on his back. She'in Dakabika. That's not the norm. We told her the Keren, oh, it's a Togom Keren. But it says Chayev, it doesn't mean Chayev Nezek Shale. Amen, Chatzi Nezek. Amen, you're part Chayev to pay Chatzi Nezek. It's Chayev, it's not Potter. It's not in of Shen in Rishat Sarabim, that you're Potter. It's Karen in Rishat Sarabim, because it jumped. You see him in this case. It jumped and it ate. And it ate a normal thing to eat. But since when it jumped, it is an unusual act. So you pay Chatinezek for the eating.
But the goat, we didn't say it was unusual.
The goat was usual.
The goats usually jump up.
Right.
So why did we have to say the goat? But the goat is very roundabout way when you answer it. Because it eats a jump.
Because it's normal to eat a turnip, it's normal for it to jump up. It's normal to climb up. And then it's normal to lick. Yeah, because it wouldn't normally climb up the back. That would be Mishnah. What, the goat?
It'll jump.
Not on barrels. Since it's on a turnip, it's normal for it to come. Here we're talking about another animal. And the animal jumped up to eat. And even though it's normal what to eat, since when it jumped, in order to get the food, it had to jump. Therefore, it's got din of chatzi nezek even on the food.
Even though when it's really hungry, it won't jump.
Correct.
When it's really hungry, it won't jump.
No.
Well, it'll start, even though it's really hungry.
It's a normal act. It's not a normal act, it's a jump. When we talk about really hungry, is to define as this called its food. Maybe you're right, maybe it wouldn't jump when it's really hungry. It's still a shunner. So there's two different stories. On carrying your potter, if the act is different. Carrying is high, but it is the act different, right? Regarding the act, is this a normal act or a non-normal act? Then there's another shape. Regarding what it is, is that considered animal food? So the fine one is considered an animal food, it would eat it even when it's hungry. That, or maybe only because it's hungry, that's considered animal food. So if the animal eats this food, they eat animal food. Now there's something else. Is this act a normal act? The act of what? Eating is normal. But jumping, is jumping a normal act? Is it normal for a dog to eat a sheep? To kill a sheep. No, it's not a normal thing. That's called a shinner. That's called chatzinet. That's called a shinner. Regarding the type of food to define it, whether it's animal food, yes, if an animal would eat it. When it's hungry, that's animal food. But the act is an unusual act when it jumps. If it jumps, it's an unusual act. Eating is a usual act. Jumping is an unusual act. So you're probably right. Maybe when it's hungry, it would do it. But it doesn't make it into a normal act. The act is not normal. We have to define if it's animal food. Yes, animal food, even when it's because it's hungry, is considered animal food. But the act it does is still an unusual act. The jumping is an unusual act. But that wasn't the point. I'm trying to take a pause. I'm giving you minutes to digest what we've learned today. We're seeing a case where the animal is jumping and eating food. Had that food been on the ground, would the animal have eaten it? Meachud, dead normal food. But because that's a jump to eat it, we're saying you're paying chatzinezek. It's a jump to eat it. It's chatzinezek. Even though it's normal food for animal, since it's unusual, Arugotit, Hayneskati Ned. I don't have any points to add on this.
Yeah, is Bashir a reason to be Mechaya or a reason to go down? But you go down from the gold, I just said, but Chachi going down or Chachi going up?
Both. Yeah.
Because
it tends to be a problem. Why?
Because the initial act of recurring, sorry, according to Rashi would be a problem because it should be Chachi. No. According to Tosfos, it's a problem because initially it's normal for it to. It's not normal for it to be the act, but when it's normal for it to be, then the second part would be
Ruben says that it comes the Rosh. The Rosh, we had in the beginning of the day, we spoke out, the Rosh said it, the dog eats a sheep. So since it's normal for it to eat sheep meat, although it's not normal for it to kill, so you would pay Chatzinet for the act of killing, but the eating the carcass is full nezek. So here, in this case, it's normal for you to eat. It was an unusual act to get to it. But why do you pay chatzi nezek on the fruit? That's the question. The answer is, anyone can say a chiluk? Here's the case where it's jumping to get the fruit. Eating up there. Jumps up, eats, falls back down. Jumps up, eats, falls back down. That's an unusual act, you pay patinelli. In the case of the sheep, jumped on the sheep, killed it, very unusual, and then it ate the meat. Says the Rosh, in that case, the meat, nezik shalom. Why? Because that was unusual, the act you did to get yourself the meat, but the meat is normal to eat.
The dog didn't have to be the one to kill, it could have been another dog.
But it did. This dog was the one that killed. I hear the chiluk. I hear what you're saying, but what? Therefore, speak out.
In the case of jumping up on the barrel, the only reason we got to the first place is jumping up itself.
We're not talking about jumping on the barrel, we're talking about jumping up to the backpack. Yeah, speak out a little bit more, slightly more fine.
Rob.
The only way to eat is by jumping.
You want to say it's connected, Rob? You want to say the eating and the jumping is connected? You want to say the eating and the jumping is? You want to say the eating and the jumping is connected? You can't eat without jumping, whereas before it was disconnected.
When I'm jumping, I've got food up there. The only way to get that food is to eat that food. The eating is a direct consequence of the jumping, because otherwise it doesn't happen. Mashain came by the killing. I killed. We can somehow split up the act. I killed, and now I have food. So now, okay, history, it's dead. That was alive, it's now dead. But now I'm eating my normal. Now the eating is a normal act completely. Mashain came, the eating up there is not a normal act of eating, because it's eating in the air. That's one act, definitely one act, even the Rosh is masking. If it's one act that the eating is done in a weird way, for instance, if the chicken would put its head inside the kli and eat the karinim inside the kli, that is unusual. That's definitely an unusual act, to be eating inside the kli. Heads eating in the air, that's unusual. There, even the Rosh is masking. That's the Makuda, Kashuva, Mahoyd, as we, I'm going to have it again and again, but so that's what Ilfa said. So we're answering Rob. We have no proof from these braces to support Ilfa. Ilfa said, puts his head over the animal. It's called Rishus HaYochid. We have no raya from these braces. This braces that said you pay a chayim means chatzimet. Where did we? Who said that it jumped? Rob in a different case said it jumped. So where did Rob say his name? Where the Rabbah says that Adam and Rishai, Behemah b'shutz Rabbim, Behemah was in b'shutz Rabbim, Holcha v'achla p'tur. Everyone was walking in it at its bottom. On the v'achla, chayevus be'if it stood still in it, it's chayev. What's the difference between walking and standing still? Maishna holcha, du'ukhiru. You're saying in p'tur b'shutz Rabbim because it's normal for walking. Am danami u'ukhiru. Standing still is also normal. Amarava, when we say omdo, we didn't mean omdo. We meant koifetzes. We meant it jumped. And since it jumped, that's why it is not normal for it to do it. Right? So then you understand why you can't cut in it. Yes, Martin.
No, so it doesn't just not prove
it doesn't contradict. We're saying this price is going to jump. We don't have it.
Right,
don't
but say not jump. You'd be putter. Elbow would say he's high. Yeah. So that means
If it would say in the price of great fences, it would contradict Ilfa, but it doesn't. So it could be support for Ilfa. It does say it could be not, because maybe we'll say it's something like great fences. But the price doesn't say great fences. Rob has said somewhere else, great fences will say the same as well. So I want to try and get to the two dots, and then we would have done it
no,
all on it.
No, but in reverse, you just all call that must be all true. So far.
Huh? I haven't got better.
I
did. Okay. Well, then we'll stop here. Boris here. But I want to ask you, what would you prefer? It probably makes more sense that you should have more time to prepare, because you see in Chazar, I don't stand around so much with so many questions. We want to move. We did basically an omit today. So I'm hoping that each time we learn should be an omit. I mean, by the end of the week, we should be hopefully finished Chazar. Right? So on Tuesday, then we'll have Shir and Ahmed again, and Yetz Hashem, hopefully, and then again. Obviously, the next sugya is a bit more in it than what we just did, but we'll try. Tough. Just have a wonderful, wonderful week. Episode stories. We have to think of ways of being mechazik ourselves. The situation in Israel is very, very weak. Every person should try and do some cheshbon nefesh, what they can do to be mechazik. Any Indian that they can. They need it.